DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Hey y'all, you're listening to This With Krish, the show where I like to talk about faith, culture, family, freedom, just the moments that really shape us. Now, I'm your host, Krish Dokia. And now this is part three of our mini-series, and this one's called Step Up, Be a Voice. Now, if you caught part one and part two, it's, you know, when I started climbing Stone Mountain, right? I never expected it to turn into anything other than me just climbing a mountain, right? It was just one guy hiking to raise a few hundred bucks and share awareness for kids fighting cancer. But then something unexpected happened, okay? As I shared at the tail end of part two, I got this Facebook message from an old friend, from an old high school friend who had been living in Paris, France for the better part of a decade. And that message led me to getting connected with this director of PR for this Christian amusement park company that just so happened owned, I think, Dolly World and a bunch of other ones, but it also included the amusement park side of Stone Mountain. Okay, and my first thought was, oh no, they're going to tell me to stop climbing or stop posting or stop tagging them. But the PR director, this kind woman, said, hey, listen, we've been following what you're doing, and we love it. Can you tell us more? And that kind of stopped me dead in my tracks, right? Because that's when I realized that this wasn't just some local climb anymore, right? It was something perhaps bigger than me and Stone Mountain. Somehow, this small act had started to echo from these conversations that I was having on this mountain with random strangers about pediatric cancer awareness, and also from the Instagram and Facebook posts that I'd been making, and it had kind of like transitioned into this real world, right? So it was very weird for me to make that realization. Not long after I had gotten that message, I remember just thinking, you know, is this a hoax? Is this, you know, whatever? But that was my first thought. And they didn't tell me to stop climbing, right? So I told her everything about this little girl named Carolyn from Pensacola, Florida, about Ewing sarcoma or as much as I'd known, and that I'd run this Lawrence 5K race. I shared about how seeing that video of her in pain changed something in me, right? And then I just started hiking one day, and I was going to donate $500, and I was going to try to raise another $500 in donations. So $1,000. And she, I remember, like, through the conversation, she paused and she just said, I think we can help. And I remember that. I think we can help. She then proceeds to connect me with a local reporter, an incredible reporter and storyteller, Matt Pearl, from 11 Alive News. And that call with him kind of, you know, set me on this other path, and it changed everything. So at this point, I was about 2.5 months into what became what I later named the 190 Challenge, 190.com. I created this website. I use this hashtag. I actually have a shirt on that kind of says it. I used to wear this. Ask me why I'm climbing Stone Mountain. All right, it was a conversation starter. But I was going to climb Stone Mountain 100 times in 90 days, and I was already really far into that at that point. It sounds simple now, but at the time it was grueling, right? It was hot outside, life didn't stop for the challenge. I was working full time, I was traveling, visiting friends across the country. And before I knew it, I was kind of behind on the climbs. I didn't know how I was going to hit 100 by August 31st. There was one day I remember vividly, I climbed 8 times in a single day. Sun up to sundown, and I only stopped for like a PBJ sandwich that I had packed. Just so that I could catch up. And man, I was sore, I was blistered, I was exhausted, but I also wasn't going to be quitting, okay? A few days before the climb, the final climb, about the same week as that final climb, Matt Pearl, the story that he had recorded, he had come to my house and he'd come to the mountain, and it aired on 11 Live News one evening. And he shot me a text, he's like, hey, it's going to be live. And here's that short but instrumental news clip. So let's watch it.
This weekend, when he climbed Stone Mountain for the 100th time this summer.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. As Matt Pearl reports, there's a reason that he keeps climbing.
It is a journey he started alone. A young man with good intentions, ascending Stone Mountain.
I've been coming to Stone Mountain for over 20 years. I grew up with the mountain.
But this summer, when Krish Nokia climbs, he is never alone.
The page is praying for Carolyn.
His climbs come from Carolyn.
Her story was definitely the sole inspiration.
She's a 5-year-old from Pensacola with Ewing's sarcoma, a type of cancer. Krish followed her page on Facebook.
Here was a 5-year-old that's like super strong and going through these treatments and still smiling. You know, we're not just helping something, we can do something about it.
Krish started to climb. The goal? 100 summits of Stone Mountain in one summer to raise money for Cure Childhood Cancer.
I love to jump from rock to rock. I did climb the mountain backwards halfway. I climbed after I rolled my ankle. 2 weeks ago, I climbed 8 times in one day.
And as Krish kept hiking, people kept liking and donating.
My end goal was that something good would come of this.
Sunday makes climb number 100. Will be joined by dozens, and at the end of that one, he'll feel the same way he feels after each one.
It's a sense of accomplishment every time.
Only this time, he'll be on top with the team.
I didn't go into this thinking I'm going to do all this by myself, because I didn't do all this by myself.
Matt Pearl, 11 Live News.
Right after that clip aired, that next day, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution even ran a feature about the challenge. And suddenly, people started noticing. Strangers would come up to me on the mountain and say, hey, aren't you the guy that's, you know, climbing all these climbs for childhood cancer? And the transition was, it wasn't me talking to random strangers, it was random strangers just talking to me, and it was great. Because I'm kind of shy, can you tell? Anyway. That week, and after the news story kind of aired, everything sort of shifted, right? So that week I was doing climbs 94 through 99, ending on Sunday with climb 100. And I wasn't alone anymore. Each day, 5 to 10, maybe sometimes a few more, people joined and climbed with me. Friends, coworkers, family, kind of all showed up to hike for a cause bigger than any of us. And then came August 31st, right? It was the final climb, the 100th climb. And I printed all these posters and banners and all these other things, like pop-up banners. And I woke up before sunrise. I rented a U-Haul and I loaded it up. A big tent, a helium tank, balloons, cookies, drinks, the works. I set up at the base of the mountain before the sun broke over the trees. I remember standing there thinking, and my sister and her family came to help set up the table and cookies and cupcakes. And what if nobody shows up? I remember saying that to myself. I probably said that to my sister. And then they came, right? First, it was a few people. Then a few more. My parents showed up. My uncle and aunt showed up. High school friends, college friends. People that I hadn't seen in years, right? My buddies, like Sam, Nate, Steven, even my buddy Brian, who I hadn't seen in a couple of years, who actually donated his time to come out and take photos of the event. so many people I hadn't seen in forever, and it was truly amazing. It was this connection and community that was kind of forming. It was awesome. By the time we started the final climb, there were probably between 50 and 75 people standing at the base of the Stone Mountain. And if you've been there, it's a lot of people. Even though it's not like 50,000 people in a stadium, it felt surreal, and it was emotional. And there was something holy about it as well. And then something happened that took my kind of breath away, right? I get a call from Jeff Hendricks, right? So Carolyn's dad, the girl I started all this for, stopped by. He said he was going to stop by. He was driving back to Florida after the Clemson game, so he would have to have passed through Atlanta. He's a big Clemson fan. And he made time to come out. And not only that, he had actually called a few other families in the Atlanta area who were walking through that same fight of childhood cancer. And this is where I met two other families that day, both with children that had the same rare, Ewing sarcoma, right? A little boy named Jake and a young girl named Kylie. And Kylie's parents, actually, I didn't meet Kylie at that day. I'd met Kylie's parents and her siblings who were there. However, Kylie was unable to make it to the mountain that day. She was 12, I believe, or 11, actually, at the time. 12. That's when it kind of hit me for the first time. How many families there really were fighting childhood cancer? How many children were fighting? How many parents were hurting? How many siblings were hurting? Standing on that mountain, surrounded by survivors, families, friends, complete strangers, some people that I'd met at the mountain that week on previous climbs came, I realized this was no longer a personal mission, right? It was a movement of sorts. And Step Up, Be a Voice was born that day. If I had a defining moment on when that all started, it wasn't at the very, you know, I didn't know what I was doing for the longest time. And I still probably don't, but that first challenge, the 190, started with a goal of raising $1,000. By the end of that challenge, we raised over $25,000. $25,000 from a mountain, from a message, from a simple act of obedience. I remember one of my bosses turned friends over the years, Miss Carol Wood, and her husband Steve Wood. They came out. It was awesome. But even more than all the money that we raised, it fueled something inside of me, right? A fire to do even more, to go further, to reach more people. From August 31st, I'd like to now skip over to Thanksgiving week of 2014, okay? I received a call from Jeff Hendricks, Carolyn's father, and said, hey, we should try to coordinate a climb as they were actually heading back from the mountains or going to the mountains and passing through Atlanta. I forget which. I think it was they were going up north to North Carolina or something. And here's this picture. Carolyn's in the picture, the little girl that kind of sparked this, right? Gideon, the boy, the little boy in the front, he was fighting leukemia, and it's someone whose family I had connected with between the 100th climb and then via social media. Jake, who was fighting Ewing's sarcoma as well, and that he came on the 100th climb. And then there's Kylie, in the yellow hat here, who I mentioned earlier, whose family also came out to the final 100th climb a couple of months earlier, but she wasn't able to, so she was out there. And so Carolyn last month had an opportunity to meet President Donald Trump, okay, in the Oval Office. 2 years ago, actually, our family stopped by their home to visit with the family and Carolyn. And Carolyn actually got to meet my kids for the first time, so that was super special. Now, here's a clip of Carolyn just back in September of 2025 speaking with POTUS. And so let's take a look at that clip.
How How about you? Back there, Dad?
Actually, I'd like my daughter to speak.
I'd like to speak.
She's
that's very good. I'd like you to speak.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Carolyn Hendricks. When I was 4 years old, I was diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma, a pediatric bone cancer. 11 years later, I'm now 16 years old, and I'm doing great. What you're doing today, Mr. President, means that kids like me will get better options and so much more hope for the future. This will help doctors use technology to find cures faster, match patients to trials more quickly, and give our families more control over our health. For kids, every day counts. This order shows that our lives matter enough to be first in line for innovation. On behalf of children and young adults with cancer, those still fighting and those in remission like me, and families who wish that they had more time together, thank you for making us a national priority. Mr. President, because of actions like this, kids like me have the chance to grow up, to chase our dreams, and to live full lives. And that is the greatest gift anyone could ever give.
Wow. That was so cool.
Now, wasn't that special? That was just a couple of weeks ago from the time of this recording. And then there's Gideon, a.k.a. the Gidster, whose favorite superhero was Iron Man. This is a painting I painted for him. And here's the next painting, a picture. He is now a freshman in college, and his mom sent me this text recently and shared this picture of that same Iron Man painting I painted for him, and that he took it to his college dorm room with him. And so that was super special. And this next picture is Gideon and I doing our Iron Man superhero pose 11 years earlier at a fundraising event. Jake is also a young man now thriving, and he's in high school. Unfortunately, I don't have a picture of Kylie, who would have been 23 years old today. Because she beat her battle with cancer and went to be with Jesus just a few months after this photo. Look, these bracelets, this one's Jake's bracelet, Gideon, Gidster, Carolyn. I wore many of these bracelets that parents and kids would give me. It was a way for me to show support. I have Carolyn's, actually, you know what? I have two of Gidster's. I don't have Carolyn's on. I have to look for it. I think my daughter has it. So I couldn't get it for this episode, but I do have this picture of her that I ran a 5K for with her, stapled to my racing bib. This one is of Kylie, and I wore this for, I don't know, 2 years, and way until after she had passed away, and it finally broke, and I ended up getting a smiley for Kylie tattoo. That's what it says here. I don't know if you can see it, but here, there you go. You see the smiley face. Listen, that first challenge changed everything. That first year was both heartbreaking, it was eye-opening, but it wasn't, it was truly only the beginning. Look, I'll be doing another mini-series soon where I'll take you into what came next after that actual 100th climb because there was Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. I started a second challenge right after, which was 1,000 miles in 180 days. That challenge was kayaking, biking, hiking, and running, and was sponsored partially by REI and Nike, which was cool. And Trek bicycles. So I also will share the beginning of the I Paint for Kids project. That's where that painting I shared with Gideon and all the paintings that I did during that time. And also share how I met my wife on top of Stone Mountain. And I think I've shared briefly in a previous episode a little bit about that story. The reason for this mini-series was to share with you all how a voice matters. And your voice for these amazing children, their parents, their siblings, well, it can matter as well. One thing that truly stands out is that when I started this thing, you know, whatever it was in 2014, I was not a parent. I remember several conversations with other parents, you know, who were not in the fight. And I remember, you know, not all, but many of them sharing how uncomfortable it made them feel to think about childhood cancer, right? Because they had kids. I didn't quite understand those statements back then. It made me slightly angry even that there were actually people not willing to participate and create awareness and fundraisers, just get involved in any capacity because of their feelings. Now today, I'm a parent of two sweet, adorable, beautiful children, and I kind of sort of get where they're coming from, I do, but also believe that it's a human requirement to be compassionate, have empathy, and do whatever is humanly possible to help others, right? Especially children who cannot help themselves. And what's worse is, and I'm sure it's changing over time, right? As the movement of awareness around childhood cancer gets greater, but parents shouldn't have to advocate for themselves, right? What I'm saying is it's the most Christian thing you can do to help others. I've been meaning to create this and share it for quite some time, right? As I was preparing in the last week or two for this mini-series, my son would often ask me questions about these bracelets that was sitting on my desk, or a video clip I'd be watching, or looking at pictures, or having conversations with Shannon, my wife. And he's asked so many amazing questions that children ask, right, about Kylie, about Carolyn and Gideon, and all of these kids in this story as well. And it's just so honest for a child to ask, why are not adults who can do something even greater asking those same questions? Now, this has been This With Chris show. This is probably one of the longest episodes, of quite emotional episodes as well. Look, I've shared links in the description of various organizations around the country that you can get plugged into to step up and be a voice, right? I've included the Facebook page for Step Up, Be a Voice as well. We are preparing to launch a kind of a fitness challenge, obstacle course in the Dallas, Texas area coming in 2026. So stay tuned for that. I'll be sharing that in other episodes of This With Chris show. Until then, look, all of you, keep stepping up and being a voice. Thank you so much for listening to This With Chris. This story was meant for not just to inspire you, but to share it with others as an opportunity to create awareness around pediatric cancer. Smiley for Kylie always has a piece of our heart. She was just incredible. So I'll probably do an entire episode about Smiley for Kylie and the Smile It Forward campaign that we did in 2015 as well. But thank you so much. Follow, subscribe, share. We'll see you guys for another episode of This With Chris tomorrow. And as always, I love y'all.
Politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points, perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.